from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Could someone explain what the hell happened?
I think I understand what happened. I'm not a comic guy, but I think
so. Here's what I know. Mm-hmm. It's still the Marvel Universe. This is Avengers. Mm-hmm. I know that. Mm-hmm. Robert Downey Jr. was Iron Man. Mm-hmm. Now he's something else.
Yeah,
I forgot the name.
Dr. Doom.
Okay, he's Dr. Doom now.
Yep.
Yeah.
He was a hero, and Dr. Doom is a villain. What I don't, I'm good. Right?
Okay. Yeah.
How do these two things converge?
So, they're gonna have to tell that story somehow.
So there is no story.
I don't know.
I'm not sure if it's like some, comics or whatever that are just the Amazon comics or whatever. They're gonna have to tell some story to make it make sense, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know how the story in the universe goes down. I know how in real life it went down, which is bizarre.
Is it the Jonathan Majors thing?
Yeah. And okay. they needed
somebody. Well, it could be worse. We've seen Robert Downey Jr. He once played Jonathan Majors in a movie.
That was crazy.
We've seen that. But, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So I guess the thing I didn't understand, that this story has not been told. So
not
the story
as far
of,
as I know.
So yeah. They're basically, they have to make one up.
With the Dr. Doom stuff?
Yeah, because they can't pretend that's not him, can they? I mean, I guess they can.
Because...
That would be kind of crazy.
Warren in the chat says that in another universe, Tony Stark becomes Dr. Doom. So that's like where the comic stuff plays in or something like that. But maybe, I don't know. Like, I don't know that story.
It's told. Okay. Warren says it's told in the comics. Okay. That's what I couldn't find.
Yeah.
I figured there has to be some way this ties together that I just don't know. Cause the crowd went nuts. There's like a couple of people near the phone though, from the straight on view that I think was circulating the most. There's a couple of people that you could hear go, wait, what? Like, have this kind of like weird reaction. So I don't know these movies. I don't understand the story, but I did see, of all of the, besides Black Panther, I saw the Iron Man movies. Like,
yeah,
I thoroughly enjoyed those.
Iron Man is what got me into the Marvel stuff. Iron Man was fantastic.
I tried to watch the last two Avengers movies without, like, I didn't.
Those are my favorite. I just thought those were in the background,
I didn't understand. Like, I mean, I thought the movies were fine, but
yeah, they were.
But, like, I knew things were happening that, like, if I was around people who knew the story, they'd probably go crazy right now. And I just felt like someone trying to watch WrestleMania without having seen wrestling all year, trying to watch that movie and understanding what it means.
It was, I don't know. I thought it was pretty self-explanatory.
The movie?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, damn
you. That's a way of your partner just going, yeah, you idiot. Like, how did you know?
No, it was pretty easy for me. I don't know what you're talking about.
But I don't. It's just, you got this guy. This
name
guy,
all
guy.
Three accountants on the office, jackass.
Jill, John.
No.
Jill.
So there's two more Avengers movies coming out. That's what that was all about.
Secret Wars and then Doctor Doom one, I believe.
Okay. Mm. All right. I love the reaction. That was a pro wrestling moment. I love how Robert Downey Jr. was kind of like, he was kind of like a little like caught by the moment. He kept the straight face and then he looked over and kind of winked and smiled and he's like, oh, this went over.
That was a moment though.
That was cool.
That was all over the place on Saturday night, I think it was.
Yeah. It was essentially how Redacted revealed himself to be the
higher power. Yeah. That's exactly what it was. He just needed to drop the it was me, Spider-Man, or whoever's in the it was me, Black Panther.
It was me, Spider-Man.
Or whoever. It was me all along.
They did a great job with that too, I think, because they I don't think there was like any hint that it was Robert Downey Jr. Yeah. They were able to keep that a secret.
Yeah.
So good for them.
It was cool.
Good tweet by you.
I loved it. I just didn't understand it. And then it was one of the rare times I was nervous about a tweet. Oh, this is stupid. Rubber Downey. And they're like, no, man, it's not. No, it's just Kevin Durant.
So they were getting at you?
No, they weren't. Oh, no one cared that much. Like, I greatly overvalued my Twitter presence. But I was nervous that, like, what if this means something? Like, I was tweeting something out of the context in which it was meant for.
Yeah.
And I had no clue what it actually meant. And so, I mean, that's like 98% of Twitter anyways,
right.
But that's not what I do. So I did get nervous, like, man, Warren's going to text me like, hey, jackass, take that post down. The whole MCU is angry over this. Oh, my bad.
The MCU.
Or whatever it's called. Is that what it's called?
It is.
I want to get in. It just seems like such a daunting task to watch all those movies.
It is and it isn't, from what I could tell, because I'm one of the people that, like, I watch the movies, and I just watch.
You saw
the
all of them?
No.
Oh,
far from it.
Oh,
far from
okay.
It. But I just watch them when I want to watch them, and I enjoy the movies for what they are. I don't know the super backstory or nothing like that, but you just enjoy it. I saw it's not like a secret. It's easy to find, but they somebody showed how you're supposed to watch the movies if you want to do it that way.
I think Kyle sent me that.
There's like 30 movies. There's a lot of movies.
I think that I'll order on Disney Plus too. Like, if you click on the little Marvel stuff, it's like if you want to watch it in this order or whatever.
And it's not in the order in which they were released, right?
No, it's like the timeline or whatever. Timeline order.
The killer is they start with Captain America, and it's kind of boring.
Captain America's boring.
Yeah. Oh. Am I alone in that thought, Chatty House? Let me know. I'm just talking about, I just
like
watched
the movie, the first movie, or?
I guess it's
the first movie is kind of like just slow introduced. I like it, but like his ones after that are way better.
He starts in like the 40s or 50s, right?
Yeah. The ones after that, his two movies after that are way better.
Gotcha. I'm going to get after it at some point.
Is Deadpool a Marvel gimmick?
Yeah, he used to be. So like that's when like Fox and stuff comes into play, because like they had X-Men and all that. So Deadpool's more like X-Men, but now Marvel.
That's when what comes into play?
Like X-Men.
Oh.
Yeah, like because Fox owned that, or that little franchise, I think, or whatever. Yeah. But now Marvel, Disney owns all that, I guess, or they got that, so now they're like introducing Deadpool and all that stuff into it.
I remember I used to watch,
it's like a crossover,
X-Men the cartoon when they first came back as like a cartoon in 93 or something like that. I was kind of on that for a year. I was like every Saturday morning I'd get up and watch those cartoons. And then I liked the did they never followed up on like Professor X. Remember the movie they had with Professor X, and he was on the. I think they told the story of how he got into the wheelchair, became
That's
paralyzed or something.
X-Men
like that.
First Class, I think.
Yeah,
or Days of Future Past. One of those.
They never followed up, right, with another movie.
No, there was a couple after that, I think.
Well, I guess I was just gone. I don't know.
You're speaking another language right now.
Because my wife, she likes Wolverine, so when the movies come out, we'll watch that.
So like, that's the new one, right? It's Deadpool and Wolverine,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I saw that on Saturday.
We saw
how was it? Sorry, Casey.
It was cool. I liked it.
I think the Deadpool, I think Ryan Reynolds is very funny.
No, he's good at that for sure.
He makes me laugh. Yeah.
I saw Logan.
I've never seen Logan.
Logan was pretty good. But once again, I don't know the whole story. I just know
what's Logan?
Logan is Wolverine's daughter.
Oh.
No, Logan is Wolverine's name. His daughter is in the movie, but like Logan is Wolverine.
I thought her name was Logan.
No.
But I don't remember. But he didn't know. Did he not know he had a daughter? Like, cause she was out doing wild things by herself. Like,
I never watched that one.
Oh, yeah. I thought it was she was just like out doing wild things and, you know, like Wolverine like things or special things. And yeah, she didn't know like Wolverine was her dad, I don't think. But he, oh no, I ain't gonna say nothing.
I'm more confused than when the conversation started.
Well, it gets kind of convoluted. Like, we had X-Men, the Avengers and all that.
I genuinely, just because I've seen all of the Iron Man movies, I genuinely want to see how all of this ties together, because I'm
If you want to get into it, go to Disney Plus or whatever and start with Avengers stuff.
I told Kyle before he got married, like, hey, I'll watch all of these movies, like for you and your wife. I'm going to watch all these. I didn't even start. I lied to the man and his wife. I never even started the movie. I still, to this day, and again, whether if I've seen the Deadpool movies, I've seen the Black Panther movies, mm-hmm. and I've seen the Iron Man movies. Mm-hmm. I tried to watch the two. I kind of like spaced out in the last two Avengers movies, and I'm pretty sure that that's all I've seen. Mm. I've never seen an X-Men, or I've certainly never seen Captain America. Ant-Man, he's part of it. I've never seen that.
Yeah. Those are solid.
See, they're getting at me in the chat because they're like, Kenny, you're messing everything up. I didn't commit that movie to memory. You could tell me they had a basketball scene in there. I don't know.
We made this substantially worse.
The only thing I remember from that movie is the one thing I won't say nothing. I'll leave it alone. That's the only thing I remember from that movie. Why is the volume up?
I don't know.
It's bizarre.
I don't know. But Brittany just had another shot. The USA is up 20.
Getting out of hand now.
Yeah, well, it's a little Supergirl conversation. USA's up 18 now.
Well, they probably got yelled at by a particular assistant coach during the
Japan should be happy. I did not expect them to have 53 points at this time. At this moment,
I'm just looking at this team, looking at Kara on the sideline next to Mike Tebow, and Kara played with Diana.
That's crazy.
Who's still on the floor right now playing basketball.
That's crazy. Diana going for number 6.
That is absolutely ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. There has to be, well, no, not the way that they come into league. I was going to say there's got to be someone on this team she's twice the age of, but not they come into the league at 21, so that's not going to be possible. Mm. Not on this squad.
Was she 42?
I think she's 40. I think she just turned 42. Yeah. All right. America finally doing what they're supposed to do. And
that was your Marvel Minute.
Catch DC next segment.
Oh, that was a solid, like, that. All, yeah.
Until I teach you about Batman.
To the MCU, our sincerest apologies. We don't mean to.
Sorry for getting Logan wrong, everybody. I apologize.
We apologize for that. We will try to do better. I will attempt to start. I'll go to Disney and I will attempt to start getting some of these movies under my belt.
I'd like to. I don't know if it's ever going to happen. I still got to watch The Office.
I don't even see Bad Boys 4 yet.
You don't need to watch like all the Iron Mans or anything like that either. Like, you'll be cool.
No, I already saw
Iron Man 1. You saw them all? All
right,
you're good.
I saw there's three, right?
Yeah.
Those are the best movies, though.
Yeah.
What you think is better?
I like the Captain America ones.
See, I was talking.
Isn't that the one you just said was boring?
Yeah,
The first one was boring. I like the first one better than, I guess he thinks it's like, I like it better than he thinks.
Well, I didn't get to
the other two are way better. The other ones are way better.
Iron Man to me is the best.
I love how Comic-Con is now this massive pop culture thing. Because like at once it was like, oh, this little nerdy event. And now it's like one of the biggest pop culture events of the year.
It's because it makes money.
The nerds got money.
That's today's title.
Nerds got money. Wow. Well, the same could be true for WrestleMania.
The nerds got money.
Bro, this... Oh, I should have sent it. I didn't send it because I didn't think you guys would think it was funny as I do. But
that Shawn Michaels Sunny Days.
Well, that was crazy. But it was a TikTok. I think it might have been an Instagram reel of a like.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
A Maury thing where, like, they're doing the lie detector gimmick.
Yeah.
And Maury's running through this thing to prove that this guy didn't have an affair on his wife or girlfriend or whatever.
Yeah.
But it starts with, we asked you, with the lie detector on, were those noises coming from the bedroom, sex noises with another woman during the weekend of WrestleMania?
During the weekend of WrestleMania.
I was like, oh, no. No.
Oh man, WrestleMania is part of the fact checking of it all.
Oh, it was incredible. We'll come back. We will get to the Sacramento Kings. I promise. It's D'Lo and KC, brought to you by Sky River Casino. And it's rare for me to do this. Can we talk a little bit about the Giants?
For sure. For sure.
My ESPN. Guess. Well, I guess we don't, because now I know how you feel. I had a question that you just answered.
No, I got major questions too. I got major, major questions.
D'Lo and KC, ESPN 1320. Yeah, this list of D'Lo and KC moments over the first 1,000 episodes is going to be a tough list to narrow down.
What number are we on? How many we got?
Well, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18. We're at 18.
Oh, wow. All right,
we got a variety to pick from.
So we could have a legit top 10. Like,
yeah.
People might have
like,
to vote
yeah,
on
we'll
it.
Yeah, we'll have to
like
work to get this list to 10. I can see some I'd already cross out like in the full like spectrum. We have the earthquake right now. We have OJS. We have the guy who called and said he can't quit OJ. We have the Ricky Starks interview. The birth and evolution of Drake bars. We have Phil from jail. Rick Ross.
That's a great one.
Rick Ross and Brett Barrister's first appearance on the show. Terrence Davis, the night before going crazy on TNT. We have Guru calling to defend R. Kelly.
Let me just leave that off.
That title right there, that caption is crazy. No, if there was an ever, I wish to tell the whole story.
Well, I don't have time to tell the whole story. Kenny and the never ending saga with The Office, Joe Davidson entering witness protection.
That's a fact. That's a top 10.
The birth of Maddie McQueen, the many faces of Matt George. Casey calls D'Lo a pop DJ. Kenny gets chatty housed.
Which time?
OK Lake Show.
I'll get that one out of here.
Ramsey pans deuce.
That's crazy.
And groin growing. That's the list right now. If you have more, tag us at D'Lo and Casey, at Damian Barling, at not I am K Diddy. That's what it should have been. At not I am K Diddy. King KC underscore 916 dash apostrophe. Yeah, Drew Down says that. But Manny's heavy breathing, that's not going on the list. Oh, Mrs. Mac 10, the Alcatraz conversation.
Yeah, that's got to go.
Yo.
That's a good one.
Because honestly, we solved a mystery that day.
Yeah, we really did.
Mrs.
We really did.
Mac
we really
did. 10 for the win right there. Mm. That's a good call.
Oh, yeah. Do we get the real chill throws it in the chatty house? Do we get the guy who complained about Kenny laughing who called in?
No, Kenny's laughing. This just takes away from the show. I don't know. What do you think? Kenny laughing. Oh, that's good stuff. Oh, Alcatraz. Oh, I can't believe the turkey drive. Oh, Jazzy's turkey drive.
I wonder, that was around Thanksgiving. What happened with the Kings?
The Kings had a bad loss, and she called opening segment and said, "You losers can't come to my turkey drive."
And Dave said, wait a minute, don't call them losers. She said, no, you can't come to my turkey drive.
Jazzy's turkey drive. That's a good one. I forgot all about that one.
Jazzy's turkey drive.
Man.
I would have to say, let's see, this air, that air. I think it was probably 21-22. Yeah, I don't know.
Are you looking for the game?
Yeah. You know what it might have been? It might have been when they, I'm looking right here, when they lost to the Scranton 86ers.
Ah, okay.
In that day. So that's the game right after Puke Walton. And that was just an all-time low.
Puke Walton, he got fired after that game.
Yeah, and they
But lost. Jazz didn't call when he got fired, did
No,
he?
She lost, they got, he got fired on a Sunday. They played Monday. Uninspired and lost the Scranton 86ers, and that was a dark time for Kings fans.
It wasn't good.
That was a dark time. The starting lineup for that game was Korkmaz, Thybulle, Maxey, Drummond, and Niang.
Oh,
and they lost. And I think people had really had it with that team at that point. They had really had it. It was either that, no, because that wasn't around Thanksgiving. I was going to say it was either that or when they blew the Lakers game. Yeah, that was November 30th, so.
Isn't she a Laker fan?
She don't have a team.
Oh, she doesn't?
No.
Tyler Jennings threw this one in the chat. What about when we sent the DX tank to.
No, that was funny.
Yeah.
That was funny. The chat takeover?
Yeah.
Yeah, well.
He said,
that was hilarious.
You know what my favorite part about that is? You throw an idea out to the chatty house, and it's that old, you give them an inch, they take a mile.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, no, we're not going to go over there and put in a coffee order. We're going to go over there for 30 minutes and flood the account with coffee emojis and double mochas and lattes and all of that different stuff.
Putting their orders in. That was hilarious.
For those watching, and forgive me, radio audience, what did it look like again on the... Yeah, that's about it. That's it. The birth of the local radio yahoos.
Oh man,
that's tremendous.
That's crazy. Shout out to Luol Deng in South Sudan. Winning the first ever I was trying to lock this down, but was it a first ever basketball game or first ever Olympic event ever that they ever won?
Oh, that's might a good have just question. Been basketball. I was game, thinking but, it'd be basketball.
Yeah.
You know who we need to get on the show is our boy Laney. He's at the Olympics.
Man, yeah.
He did the designs for the Nigerian national team, the stuff that they wore at the opening ceremonies and the stuff that they're wearing. He dropped a dope Olympic collection this weekend, too.
He's with everybody. Out there. I saw him with Pharrell.
Yeah, he's out there.
Big man. Them and South Sudan fitted for the opening ceremonies.
Leezy out here trying to produce the show. Well, Leezy texts me, says, I just met Bobby Jackson. That's cool. He said he wants to come on the show.
Well, let's do it.
Well, we once booked him for the show, and I don't think he actually joined us. I think we booked him when he got the Stockton job.
Yeah.
And he just never came on. I think, was that, I don't remember if that was 2-hour D'Lo and Casey or 4-hour D'Lo and Casey.
That was 4 hours, I believe. That was pretty recently. Not recently, but.
I think we kind of, didn't somebody get to him?
We don't know for sure. But Jesse, correct me if I'm wrong. Didn't he hit you up at like 5?
I think we talked to him. Like it was. Yeah, I think we talked to him and all.
No,
that.
No, we didn't. We didn't. You did.
I'd have to look it back up. I remember this vaguely. Yeah,
I think he hit you up at like 5 and was like, "Hey, sorry about that. Like, show's over, Bobby."
Yeah. Now I remember that. Yeah.
Because nothing we could do about it. So forget it.
Oh man. Well, shout out producer Leezy.
Chris Haynes' first appearance on the show got to be in here, right?
That was a classic. That was a classic.
That was a moment.
I know you
had to have said Ricky Starks, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Ricky Starks for me is like, I'll probably fight for that to be very close to the top.
That's
my personal favorite.
I don't think this is top 10, but I just to, you know, remember this. Kelly's Kids was pretty funny.
For some.
And D-Lo's reaction was even funny.
Do we have a blooper reel? Like maybe like the week of like the whole E-40 conversation and the Bay Area rappers and oh yeah, E-40's coming on Friday. And then
Okay, that's a whole different list.
Yeah, like just the not bloopers, whatever the lowlights we call them or whatever you want to call them.
E-40 booked for the show on the live stream. We make graphics for it. And
a whole conversation that week,
it was a Friday, and the day of he cancels, but is on the morning roast for an hour. That was tough. Well, Mark. I remember the old Kofi Kingston interview. Remember that? I think we have quite a few of those. Zabo says, "Remember when P-Lo was supposed to be on the show?" In P-Lo's defense, he was on D-Lo and KC.
He went to the wrong address.
He was on D-Lo and KC. That's true. He did go to the wrong address, which was wild. Yep, Jamil Hill was supposed to be on when her book came out.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I remember that. She was supposed to come on when her book came out. And this was the guy. We had booked a bunch of interviews through this guy.
Yeah.
And he hit me like at the last minute and say, "Hey, Jamil can't come on. Do you have another date?" I sent him another date, and I never heard from him again. Literally never heard from him.
That is people crazy, man. Come on, man.
Yeah, we've got some.
You can throw up. Yeah, I'm on vacation. Sorry, I can't come on.
Oh, so we've promised to reveal.
Yeah,
we're
gonna tell that story. Yeah,
yeah. We'll tell the the guy who just dogged Jesse.
The wild goose chase. Every time I try to book him for the show, sometimes it would work, sometimes it wouldn't.
It got to the point where one of us had to reach out to him because I think he saved us in his phone, but didn't save Jesse.
Right, right.
So I'm not even sure he knows my name.
Nah, he knows your name.
You think so?
Yeah, I've heard him say it. I think.
Oh, maybe he had. I don't know.
Yeah, but he. Yeah, he.
I just thought he knew I was Casey's friend, like Mark Jones does.
No, Mark Jones absolutely knows D-Lo as well. Stop playing. And then, but the funny thing is, and we'll go about it a little more in depth. But be like, yo, what? Why you doing us like that? What you talking about?
We tell the vacation story, but I don't even think that's the best response he's ever given us to.
No, he no, had some not. He had some gems of a response. And Ramsey mentions John Halliburton. We get our jokes about Tyrese off. Tyrese was the first Kings player to appear on the show.
He was
before Rashawn. He was before Harrison. He was the first Kings player to appear on the show. We recorded it from home after practice at like 6:30 on like 10 minutes notice.
Yeah. He's like, hey, we got him.
When? Ready? Now. Okay. And shout out to Kenny who caught it because I didn't know. We're signing off with Tyrese. Hey, Tyrese, thanks for joining us. Tyrese doesn't say anything. I had no idea my mic had cut out.
Oh, man.
But Kenny caught it and was like, appreciate you, Tyrese. Thanks. And he's like, all right, guys. And it was like, the hell? What's he not talking to me? So we hang up the thing in case he was like, yeah, you cut out like right at the end.
Yeah, man. Dame just said, we joke, we whatever. Tyrese and his family have always been good to us. Always been good to us.
It's
a shoot when we say we love Tyrese. We're perplexed by like the coverage. That's really what it is. But we love Tyrese Halliburton.
I'm also at times perplexed by his choice in hairstyles.
Well, right now he just, you know, he's roughing it.
Yeah, but he put like gel in it like a couple days ago. So it had
I don't know. It
had the big thick curl and it was like kind of flat and it was like, all right, Ty's trying something out there and
Paris.
He's trying something out there in Paris. Let's salute.
You know, so real quick, I know we got different things that we got to talk about and we got to get to. Kings basketball, Boogie is back-ish here in Sacramento.
Hey, Boogie.
No hoodie. Giants baseball, I want to talk about that. I also want to talk a little bit about Brock Purdy and what that whole situation, because I heard you guys on Handoff, and I want to talk about that.
Well, we got another contract when we left on Friday.
We did.
We went
that
from
one's crazy
to Tuatagovailoa to Jordan Love, but is it?
I mean, the way things, I expect it, but just the whole premise of what happened.
Jordan Love, kind of crazy. Like that's about 7-9 game sample size right there, huh?
Jordan, the crazy thing, and I was listening to one of the 49ers podcasts, Matt Maiocco or whatever, and he kind of said what I've been saying for a while. I'm just perplexed that people look at that game in the division round and came away with such a, I don't know if consensus is the right word, but they were so impressed with Jordan Love and so like unimpressed with Brock Purdy. When Brock Purdy had, I don't want to say a way better game than Jordan Love. Jordan Love was okay. Like he was okay at best. But people were like, oh, Jordan Love, he almost went into San Francisco. No, they probably lost because of him. that's probably one of the reasons why they lost is because of him. I thought he was average at best. I thought that team was average at best. And everybody just loves the Packers because of that game where they didn't even play that good. If what happened in that game more than anything was LaFleur got them as far as he possibly could. Like he had a great game plan. Mm-hmm. He had them ready to go. Salute to them. They executed it fairly well. And then it was time for the players to make plays and they couldn't make a play.
Top five coach in the league?
He might be. He might be. He's really good. I mean,
I think so too.
The record in his first four seasons at this point
is absurd.
It's crazy.
Yeah, it's absurd.
It's crazy. And then this year he did it with a different quarterback.
But that's the that's what I was talking to Kyle about. You know, Kyle and James, Jesse brought up like the sample size, and when you have that first contract with Tua with Tua Jordan Love, like you can operate in that first. Like I think. Mm-hmm. You can operate off of the, I think this is our guy. And if we're wrong, we'll deal with it later. But there's very few I know. Right. I know this is the man. Now, the Miami Dolphins are going to say, I know Tua's our guy. Mm-hmm. The Packers are absolutely going to say, I know Jordan Love is our guy. But with your first contract, you can operate just fine off, I think. And if you got a guy who's developed, it's not that different than basketball. If you got a guy that's developing, if you got a guy who can win you some games, it's like, yeah, we're going to sign him to this rookie extension. Now, there's no tier so to speak. You're operating on what the NFL contract markets look like, and you're fudging numbers as Kyle was going over with Tua's contract, and you're making it look like something that it's actually not. Mm-hmm. But there are very few I knows. I know is Patrick Mahomes. Yeah. I know is Josh Allen. I know is Joe Burrow. Like there, I know is Lamar Jackson. There are a handful of I knows in the entire league. Brock Purdy has a chance to go from I think to I know this year.
Yeah, I'm one of the guys. Like if you ask me, I'll just say I know. I'm convinced with everything I've seen.
And that's
from
fair.
Brock Purdy. It
ain't your money.
You know, but you don't really know. But I know that. Like you give him whatever he wants. You make him the highest paid quarterback in the game because of what he's shown and because that's just the way the system goes. Like if you're making Jordan Love the highest paid or one of the highest paid, I mean, Brock Purdy should blow past Jordan Love. Absolutely blow. Like that, if I was Brock's agent, that's, oh yeah, we cooking because yeah, I should be, he's right now he's a way better quarterback than Jordan Love.
Yeah.
And Jordan Love is good. Jordan Love is good.
I don't think he's going to feel that way.
He's bad. They probably don't.
But they both have they're working from different measuring sticks this year because Jordan Love now, even if that contract doesn't kick in this second, Jordan Love is now working with a different measurement because he has a big contract now.
Right.
Brock still doesn't.
Right.
Brock's still paying for $1.50 in some envelopes. And so, like, Brock's, and it's crazy to think, this dude is the franchise quarterback of the San Francisco 49ers, and he hasn't yet made life-changing money.
Mm. His endorsements are giving more money than his contract.
And that's not life-changing money yet.
Right.
Like, his entire life, 1 year from now, almost certainly at least, 1 year from now, his entire life is going to change forever. And it's just a question of what type of season does he have? How much growth does he show over an 18-game season into the postseason, all of that stuff? And another difference is, and you talk about Jordan Love expectations, all of that. No one expected the Packers to be great with Aaron Rodgers gone and Jordan Love at the helm. So if you set the barometer really low and you exceed it, it's different than when you come into the season going, that's a championship football team right there.
Right.
As a matter of fact, anything short of a ring on their finger is a failure. And that is the both very fortunate and very difficult world that Brock Purdy, Kyle Shanahan, and the entire San Francisco 49ers team lives in.
Yeah. No, that's spot on, man. Brock Purdy last year, 31 touchdowns to 11 picks, 42-80, fifth in the league, yards in the game. And I always bring this up, too, because it's just it's staggering to me. 31 touchdowns, 4,280 yards, all while throwing the ball the least amount, 32 in pass attempts in the league. And people, you know, talk about Brock, and the first thing they always think is regression. Like, what if he falls back to the pack or whatever? And that's a possibility for sure. But what nobody really talks about, which is I'm interested, what if he's actually better this year? Last year, he didn't get an offseason, and the story came out the other day. He was rehabbing up until November. He was still rehabbing the elbow up until November and was able to have the season that he had. What, he's got a full offseason. He's got a full season under his belt, you know, knowing that I can do it, this is what we do. Then he gets a full offseason to actually just work on his game, work on different stuff, getting a full training camp now. What if he's a better football player? I expect 4,000 yards, close to 30 touchdowns again, and I don't expect the picks to be, because of the way he plays, should be 10 or fewer. That's what I expect from Brock Purdy. I mean, I expect him at the very least to do this again.
It's final in Paris, 102-76 as the U.S. women get their first victory in pool play. I believe there's only six pool games this year. I think it dropped down in 2020. So the women would get what I believe is their 56th straight Olympic victory.
Wow.
The last Olympic game that they lost was dating back to 1992. They have since won 56 straight.
They are, I don't think there's going to be anybody that can mess with them at least for another decade. Like, yeah,
there's no one that we're talking about who, you know, there's no Lawrence, there's no, it's just not there right now.
Like, it's going to be led by, like, some little girls are, like, 10 years old right now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's going to be, oh, man, they might be able to get it USA.
Girls watching Caitlin and Angel right now. That's who's
nine
next.
And 10-year-olds right now will be the ones that give this women's team an issue. And that's even just assuming that the women here aren't getting any better.
Yeah.
Which they are.
Yeah.
They balling.
Yep, they absolutely are. 56 straight wins for the women. As pool play rolls along and the Olympics continue in Paris. Mm-hmm. And still Dak sits at home wondering what's next for him.
Dak might be sitting at home with a smile on his face like, I'm going to get paid.
He is.
Because
it's just a question of whether it's by the Dallas Cowboys or somebody else.
He's going to probably be like, I'm going to get whatever I want from the Dallas Cowboys, because see that footage of Trey Lance at camp the other day?
I didn't. Uh-oh.
Man.
Uh-oh.
Well, it's still early. It's just one day.
Oh, no. Is that bad?
Jesse, you see it?
It's not that good.
Oh, man. Jeez.
Okay.
Oh, man. Well, yeah.
A little off about that one.
A little bit.
not as off as John and Kyle were, but still a little off.
You think the Cowboys know whether Dak can win them a Super Bowl or not? Like whether or not they believe in him, I guess. Like, do you guys think Dak Prescott like can be that guy? And basically, I'm like roundabout way of asking, like, if you're not completely sure at this point in his career, like, do you?
So that's the difficulty, right? Like with your when you're going into your first contract, like Tua, Jordan, all those guys. Mm-hmm. It's like, I don't know, but we can, if you get through the first contract and you're still in the I don't know stage, that's a problem. Like, you'll understand. That's like, you're Ryan Tannehill at that point. And if you have to make a decision, do we pay this guy and hope we see something that we've never seen from him before, or do we try our luck elsewhere? And both of those propositions, you know, in the defense of Jerry, Steven, who's ever making these decisions for the Dallas Cowboys, both of those propositions are very scary.
See, the issue is, like, if I was a Cowboys fan or working for the Cowboys, the way that we're trying to do things now, we cannot win with Dak Prescott. If we're going to win with Dak Prescott as the quarterback, it's got to be almost like that first, his rookie year. We got this crazy run game, crazy offensive line. Like, he don't have to be the star. Like, I joke about it, and I point it out a little bit, but they want Dak to be, like, the super quarterback. I saw it numerous times. Mm-hmm. Ball on the one, first and goal, Dak drops back to pass. No. Like, he needs to be rivaling Brock Purdy for the least complete pass attempts in the league. And that's not because he's like sorry or nothing. But
they have a running back who can carry the. They don't have Christian McCaffrey.
Think they do.
Well, but isn't that part of the problem?
They got to go. Find these guys.
If you don't have Christian McCaffrey, well, they thought they had one. Then they thought they had another, and they didn't have either.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, I can't fault them too much for Zeke's incredibly rapid decline.
They should have tried to go get Derrick Henry.
Derrick Henry last year?
No, he free agent this year. He got cut or whatever the case may be. He signed with Baltimore. Cowboys should have been all over that.
I don't think that's the answer, bro. How old is Derrick Henry?
He's old enough to be good.
I think
Derrick Henry is still young enough to be good.
Is Derrick Henry the same age as Ezekiel Elliott?
No. I mean, I don't
Zeke's
know.
Zeke's 29.
I don't know. He might be 30.
Derrick Henry's not young.
Derrick Henry is not what he was, but is better than what you got. And you need somebody like that.
He's 30.
You know what was funny? Yesterday, the Barry Sanders clip that popped up yesterday, Barry Sanders abruptly quit the NFL, you know, however many years ago. Mm-hmm. He was 31. Mm. He was a 31-year-old running back. Today, that's nothing. Right. Then it was the most shocking thing in the history of sports.
Right.
We'll come back. Much more to talk about in the NFL, and I promise we're going to get to the Sacramento Kings as well. James Hamm is going to join us at the top of the 3 Never. O'clock hour. Steele and Casey, brought to you by Sky River Casino and Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320. Okay, so it is late in Paris. That's why the games are winding down. Like, where are the multi-views? Where's all this stuff at? It's over.
That the torch, I don't think it stays up in the air the whole time. I thought I saw really? The other day it was down on the ground, which is fine. But
by the way, the women who just finished their game against Japan are now taking a three-hour bus ride back to USA basketball headquarters.
Well, hopefully they don't have to go to Oklahoma when
well, what is it, like surfing? It's like 10,000 miles away or something.
Oh, no.
Something crazy. I don't remember what it was. I remember if it was Tahiti or where it was, but the Olympics were very, very, I think it was surfing. I'll have to find where.
See,
that is.
Yeah, I'll watch some stuff, but some of it I don't have a problem with it. I'm just not interested in surfing.
No, I got
They
you.
Had the equestrian yesterday, I think, after the game. Was like, I'm going to go watch baseball.
Oh, you hate horses.
No. It's fine. But, you know.
Coolest part about equestrian is that little clip that Kevin Hart and Snoop Dogg had, however many, the last Olympics or whatever it was.
What were they doing?
They were doing like a little skit or whatever.
1 o'clock.
Well, our office is apparently is on Olympic Paris time as they've just.
Because it's everyone's birthday, huh?
When no one walks around, the lights cut off, and Kenny just turned around and noticed the lights are off. It's Monday at 1:49.
No, that's a little wild. I don't think I've ever seen it that dark behind you guys at this time.
No, that's
a
incredible.
First.
Incredible. That means Kim is gone. Look at this. The hell?
Did they all go get lunch without us?
Lunch? It's 1:49. Like, what sort of lunch are they on?
No, I probably went to the Tribal Chief's birthday party.
That's probably
air
what
horns
it is.
For the Tribal Chief.
No, he ain't listening.
Yeah, are we a joke?
He ain't even here.
Why are we here?
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. We have a lot of... There's some Kings things to talk about. I don't want to leave because James is going to join us at 3. We might just kind of wind up on a run. I do want to ask you a little bit about the Giants, though.
Yeah,
because I was following
Los Gigantes.
I was following the series with the Rockies. Now, help me out here. This is their first 4-game sweep of the season.
That sounds about right. I don't know for sure, but it sounds about right.
It felt like. Was there a? This is a question. I'm treating you like your Giants insider, Kenny Caraway.
Thank you.
Was there a shift in mood a little bit, shift in vibes, or was it like, they just beat the Rockies because the Rockies perpetually stink?
For some, maybe. Look, it's always good to see them win. I was watching them over the weekend.
They're 2 games under 500.
Yeah,
I mean,
three and a half back from the last wild card spot. So if you would have asked on Wednesday, like, yeah, they got to be sellers. The trade deadline, I think, is Thursday, potentially. Mm-hmm. Maybe Tuesday, maybe Wednesday. It's this week.
Very good. But, that's
oh no, it's August 1st. So
Giants
what
insider.
Is that, Wednesday?
I think that's Thursday.
So, you say, at that time they probably should be sellers. They win some games, and I do remember. I think it was coming out of the All-Star break, maybe a week or two before. The Giants had the easiest remaining schedule in baseball at that point. So you look at that and they're not too, at that time they weren't too far away from stuff, and like, hey, you got a soft schedule coming up, see if you could take advantage. Winning 4 in a row against the Rockies is part of taking advantage.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the problem. Should they be sellers? Should they be buyers? Pick whatever side you want. You could be right. It's fine. The problem is it doesn't feel like it matters either way. Even if you were buyers, it doesn't feel like it would matter. It just doesn't. And that's the killer right now. That's what's a problem for me as a Giants fan is it just seems like you're so far.
Are they lifeless?
They're not lifeless because every time you count them out, they have a weekend like this. You know, and they you see the young guys, this guy Fitzgerald, just won't stop hitting home runs. It's like, what the hell's going on here? And then you've got, Blake Snell, 15 strikeouts on Saturday. Saturday, I believe, was a scheduled doubleheader. You don't get those too often. I think it was a scheduled doubleheader. So Blake Snell gets his, 15 strikeouts in that game and shows what he can do. So I don't want to call them lifeless, especially those guys out on the field. I think those guys out there are doing everything they can. I just don't know if they're talented enough to put a dent on anything in the National League. But, yeah, that's the thing that worries me the most. Is like it feels like it just doesn't matter whatever they do. Sellers, buyers, it doesn't matter. You're so far away from the Dodgers, from the Braves, from the Phillies, even from Milwaukee. Or anything like that, it doesn't feel like it matters.
Okay, making the playoffs doesn't matter.
It'd be.
I'm asking.
So if for me, I'll just speak for me, not for Giants fans. For me, it doesn't feel like it would matter necessarily, because it doesn't feel like they're going in the right direction. Like, they're not going in any direction. They're just kind of there. So if you make the playoffs, it feels like you'd be gone in that first weekend, which is fine, whatever the case may be. But usually you see, say the Giants were a young team, which they do have some young players on the squad, and you make the playoffs and you're gone the first round. It's like, oh, okay, well, you can build on this. Do I trust Farhan to build on that? Or do I have him say, look what I've done. Like, I'm going to just keep doing what I'm doing. This works. All right, man. Whatever. Whatever you do doesn't work. So that would be the thing that scares me about them possibly making the playoffs.
If I was it feels like a reasonable perspective. But if we did the personality gimmick, that feels like a glass half empty perspective. Whereas if you operated from, I didn't tap in this morning, and you know him far better than I do, but if I was a glass half full guy, like maybe Butcher Boy, he might look at this like, hey, they're turning things around, and like maybe this isn't a championship team, but man, if you could put a couple of wins together, fight, maybe earn yourself into a wild card position, a playoff position, and get these guys some experience, and you have something to build off moving forward rather than just being lackluster for the final month and some change, 2 months or whatever it is of the regular season, that could be beneficial for them moving forward.
I'm always gonna vote for them to win games, just because the nature of baseball and baseball's draft, right? Like tanking or not winning or not trying to win. It helps you, but it's just so far down the line.
Right.
Like, I'm not, like Kyle Shanahan said, we might not be here Sunday. So I'm not.
Well, he did say that.
I'm not worried. I'm not, like, invested in that the way you would football or basketball. So I want them to win. I want them to make the playoffs just because. But I'm still very much concerned about the way Farhan goes about business. Like, they're in the discussion right now simply because baseball added like two more spots. And it's getting more and more watered down by every time they expand. Like I don't look at the Giants and think they're a good team at all. Like, they're not good, and they might make the playoffs. They're average at best. And Farhan putting out an average at best product and being rewarded with a playoff appearance feels like it may be detrimental to the direction that this team, the direction I would want them to go to.
But is that a reward for a team that's won titles before?
Yeah, because he can say, yeah, put on his resume, we make the playoffs X amount of years in my time here.
I see.
And I'm
saying, that would be good.
You need to go.
If he's updating his resume, that means he's been fired.
No, no. He's going when it's time for a new contract. I know he got an extension just now. Yeah. When it's time for another extension. Look what I've done. Made the playoffs.
I see.
3 out of the last 6 years. Why would you get rid of me? And
what would that sound like? I can't believe I just did that.
Well, look, listen, Mr. Johnson, if you're looking at the situation, and I know wins and losses and playoff appearances is what everybody's looking at, but I'm telling you the jerk is something that you need to look at when you talk about bringing me back. The jerk for my resume shows that I am 0.735 points away from being 0.3.75 points away. That is something that is just immeasurable, and it's probably one of the best jerks in all of basketball. And look, guys, I'm just here, and we're putting together a team. You saw what we did, and I know I said 2 weeks ago that we're probably going to sell, but now we're winning, and we should get everything that we need to get so we can make this wild card spot, and then we can get into the Vizorp of this particular team.
Wow, we got a new stat. We got Vizorp and what was that? Yeah, that one.
Yeah. So, you know, that's
how do you spell that new stat?
J G H Z R P.
Okay.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, what's cracking? It's your boy James Kell back with my brand new project, the Sleeper King Football Podcast. Look, I get it, okay? There's a lot of fantasy pods out there, but we're going to keep this one light, 15 to 20 minutes, 4 to 5 times a week. And man, we are going to pack it with all the info you need, season long, weekly projections, and of course, sleepers, sleepers, sleepers. Follow and listen to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.